Track 6, Fighting for Home, pages 12 through 16. Native voices, distressed beyond measure by these unwarrantable encroachments. Some of the earliest petitions in colonial America dealt with land ownership and recognition, including indigenous land rights. Believing that playing the colonists' game would secure peaceful use of their ancestral lands, native peoples, referred to as Indians, petitioned colonial and early American governments against unlawful disposition, unlawful servitude, and for the ability to sell and acquire land. Any agreements reached under British rule before the American Revolution were considered void after independence, so native petitioners had to once again fight for their ancestral homes, but with a likely less sympathetic government. Mashpee Land. In 1666, Quichitacet of Monamet, considered by the English to be a Wampanoag leader of the territory, deeded land to a group referred to in the deed as the South Sea Indians. This group included a faction of the Wampanoag called the Mashpee, and the deed includes fishing and hunting rights in the area for the Mashpee and their children forever. Not to be sold or give or alienated from any of these lands, today, this land makes up the town of Mashpee, along with parts of Falmouth on the south coast of Cape Cod. An escalation to the crown that the English inhabitants of the said province of Massachusetts Bay have of late years unjustly encroached upon the said lands. Nearly a century after Quichitacet of Monamet deeded the Mashpee land, English settlers began encroaching into the territory, disrupting Mashpee fishing practices and ways of life. After their original appeals to protect their land and fishing rights were ignored by the General Assembly of Massachusetts, Mashpee leader Reuben Cogdill drafted a petition to King George II. The petition resulted in King George II issuing a decree protecting the Mashpee lands from English settlers. Cogdill was inspired by how the neighboring Mohegan people appealed directly to the King and Privy Council in England to secure their own land rights, and therefore claimed to be Mohegan to ensure his petition reached London. Tribal map. Wampanoag, Massachusetts, Mashpee, and Mohegan tribal areas circa 1760 land deeded, in perpetuity. This reproduction of the original land deed from Quichitacet of Monamet details the specific boundary lines of Mashpee land, specifying both native and English names for landmarks. Massachusetts Archives Collection, 33, 149 through 150. Copy of the deed under which the South Shore Indians claim their possessions, original dated November 28, 1666, April 15, 1760. SC1/Series 45X, Massachusetts Archives. Boston, Massachusetts. Facsimile, 1666 Land Deed, excerpt. I Quichitacet do freely give from myself and my children forever unto the South Sea Indians and their children forever for repossession for them and their children forever not to be sold or give or alienated from them or any part of these lands. A perilous journey to England via Jamaica. Doubling down on his efforts to ensure success, Reuben Cogdill boarded a vessel to England to personally deliver the petition to King George II's court. The ship's captain changed course for the West Indies, intending to forcibly sell Cogdill into slavery, but a storm shipwrecked the vessel. After escaping to Jamaica and requesting an audience with an admiral of the British Navy, Cogdill was granted safe passage to London to present this petition to the Privy Council and King. Massachusetts Archives Collection, 303-100, Petition to King George II by the Mohegans, undated. SC1/Series 45X, Massachusetts Archives. Boston, Massachusetts. Facsimile, Mohegan/Mashpee Petition, excerpt, that the English inhabitants of the said province of Massachusetts Bay have of late years unjustly encroached upon the said lands, and hindered and obstructed the Indians. Though several attempts have been made by the said Indians to obtain redress for these injustices, yet such attempts have been constantly frustrated. Encroaching on native lands. These objects represent a small sampling of items that colonists used to fish in New England. The issue at the center of the Mashpee petition was colonial encroachment on Mashpee lands, including interfering with the Mashpee's ancestral right to fish. Algonquin-speaking tribes of the region existed in seasonal ecosystems in order to leverage food resources that were in season at the time. Encroaching on one pocket disrupted seasonal cycles of food gathering and hunting, causing possible famine. I-1987.0348A, B and I-1987.0335, fish hooks and spear, 19th Century Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Doing Justice. Answering Cogdehu's petition, George II granted the Mashpee, referred to here as Mohegan, their land and fishing rights. The king, doing justice for the Mashpee, mandated that the government of Massachusetts acknowledge the quiet position and peaceable enjoyment of the Indians, and that the Mashpee be treated as lawful citizens in this regard. Massachusetts Archives Collection, 303-102-102A, Order of King George II, in council in response to the petition of Mohegan Indian Reuben Cogdehu, August 12, 1760. SC1/Series 45X Massachusetts Archive. Boston, Massachusetts. King George's Decree, excerpt. His Majesty may hereupon give such directions as he shall judge necessary and expedient, for doing justice to the said Indians. For securing to the quiet possession and peaceable enjoyment of all their just rights in the future. A death of a king, foreshadowing a rebirth of America. Sermon lamenting the death of King George II and addressing the ascension of King George III. While George II heard indigenous people assert their sovereignty, his successor, George III, would see the colonists assert their own rights to the land and government. DA 501A3C7, Ink on Paper, 1761, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. King James II, NPG 666, Oil on Canvas, 1684, Sir Godfrey Kneller, 1st Baronet, National Portrait Gallery, London. King James II, reigned 1685 through 1688, was deposed in the Glorious Revolution. He arrested 7 bishops in 1688 who had petitioned against his Declaration of Indulgence, an early policy of religious freedom. Britons believe that petitioning was a way of expressing your political beliefs, and should not be grounds for arrest. This incident was one of the reasons why James II was overthrown later that year.